The Chesapeake Bay has a pollution problem, and multiple state and federal agencies and nonprofits are working together to clean it up. The Susquehanna River watershed, which covers half of Pennsylvania, feeds the Chesapeake. Jeffrey Allenby with the Chesapeake Conservancy says with a new grant from the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, high-resolution technology they've developed will bring land conservation efforts in Clinton and Center counties into the 21st century. Over the last few decades, conservation groups have used what he calls moderate-resolution data to identify where they should put projects on the ground. But there were gaps in the data. I spoke with Allenby by phone and asked how this new technology is different.
Moderate resolution data is typically collected by satellite, and each pixel in the image represents a 30-meter by 30-meter square on the ground, or about a quarter acre. The data that we are generating is 1-meter resolution, so it has about 900 times the amount of data, and allows you to see a 1-meter by 1-meter square in the ground. It allows us to identify small-scale features like individual trees or small buffers that have a really large ecological benefit, where the moderate resolution just generalizes everything within that quarter acre as one thing, whether it's a trees or a crop or wetlands or water.
So are you still using satellites to collect the data, or how do you collect the data?
Our imagery that we're using is actually collected by airplanes, aerial imagery, and it's flown by the USDA's Farm Service Agency every 2 years, and originally intended for agricultural monitoring, but because it's collected by a federal agency, that imagery is available to us, and what we do is we reprocess that into the land cover data. So taking a raw image, you know, if you look at it, you know what a tree is or what a road is, and teaching the computer to make those same judgments.
What kinds of conservation or restoration decisions can be influenced? How do you use it?
One of the biggest things that we're looking at in particular in Pennsylvania as part of this grant is riparian forest buffers. These are trees that run along streams and rivers and really act as kind of a last line of defense for sediment and nutrients from entering waterways. What we can do is identify where you don't have trees in place, and by looking at elevation data, figure out how water is moving across the landscape to be able to say, where do these gaps exist? You know, where do we have opportunities to plant trees? And where do you have the most amount of upland draining through those gaps, where if you put in more trees or if you do a tree planting in those gaps, you can really achieve a much larger amount of reductions based on that upland in that area.
How does this new pilot project in the Susquehanna, which is funded by the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, how does that fit into the Conservancy's other work?
This is the culmination, actually, of a couple of years of work of building relationships with partners who are doing on-the-ground restoration throughout the Susquehanna River watershed. We've seen a large call from our partners for this kind of data to help inform where they are working on the ground. So over the next 3 years, we're going to be implementing a number of restoration projects. Our goal is to have 5 to 8 on the ground in Center and Clinton counties, and then also create a replicable model that can be translated throughout the state of Pennsylvania and throughout the Susquehanna watershed.
I think when people hear the word Chesapeake, they think Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And so just say a little bit more about how Pennsylvania fits into the Chesapeake Bay watershed.
So the Susquehanna watershed drains about 27,000 square miles in a little bit of Maryland, predominantly in Pennsylvania, and a little bit in New York. And that represents a little under half of the Chesapeake Bay watershed. So Pennsylvania is responsible for a large portion of the fresh water entering the Chesapeake Bay. And while the bay proper, the shoreline, is in Maryland and Virginia, a lot of the sediment and nutrient pollution and a lot of the fresh water entering the bay is actually coming down the Susquehanna River. So actions that happen 400 miles away in Cooperstown, New York, or in Harrisburg, or along the Susquehanna, they have a direct impact on water quality entering the Chesapeake Bay. But it's also about impacting water quality at the streams and rivers at home. You know, we want people to be able to go fishing and kayaking all throughout the Susquehanna River, and it just happens to also impact water quality downriver.
And when you say sediment and nutrients, are we talking about agricultural runoff?
It's agricultural runoff is definitely a big source of nitrogen and phosphorus pollution, as well as sediment or dirt. But that also comes from suburban and urban stormwater. It comes from wastewater treatment plants. So it's not any one source.
So is this kind of technology the future of conservation? Is it widely used now, or what? You know, where is it headed?
It definitely is the future. I wouldn't say that it's widely used yet. more than anything, it improves the efficiency of projects. So staff are spending less time on the computer making maps or doing analysis, and they're spending more time in the field, you know, actually doing conservation. We're starting to see a lot of interest from partners across the country and honestly around the world, looking at the models that we've been able to develop here, and they're facing the same challenges in terms of water quality, in terms of restoration and conservation work. My daily job is to figure out new ways to do things that have been done a certain way for the last 30 or 40 years, and to say, how do we challenge the status quo, and how do we do more with what we have and really help the Chesapeake Bay restoration movement make measurable strides forward, especially in some areas where goals haven't necessarily been met yet. You know, Pennsylvania has been doing a lot of great work, but right now they're on track to be behind for the 2017 midpoint assessment and the 2025 goal of having swimmable, fishable rivers. You know, we feel like we can really play a role, and we are seeing that we're really playing a role in advancing everyone's work and making a big difference on what's going on the ground.
Jeffrey Allenby is Director of Conservation Technology at the Chesapeake Conservancy. And we should say that they're funded in part by the Richard King Mellon Foundation and the Foundation for Pennsylvania Watersheds, which also fund the Allegheny Front. There's more at our website, alleghenyfront.org. I'm Carol Holsapple.